just a part. I want to lift up my hand to the King of Kings and praise Him in everything.
Oh, yes,
I want to worship the Lord with all of my heart. Oh, give Him
His name is Jesus. Is there any more precious name than His? Well, it's always a wonderful time to be able to come back and worship, lift up His name, lift up the name of God, give praise and honor, get the strength that we need after a week, no matter if it's been a great week, one of those weeks that you are thankful it's over. We can come in here and wash it all away and just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your presence. Thank you for letting us feel your wonderful spirit, what it's all worthwhile. As I was standing down there praying with the brothers, I was thinking about, I just counted a privilege to be able to be amongst a wonderful group of people.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about growing up amongst this group of people, and, you know, as a young child, you know, you watch different ones, and you see them, but at the time, you know, I remember sitting on, I never had to sit on the front row, but I sit a couple rows back, and as I'd look at the ministers, the student ministers, the different ones, they seemed like they were just so far out there as far as, you know, wow, those, like I was looking at the apostles, like I was reading in the Bible, and that's what we're up on the platform, and you know, I still have that honor for them, but honestly, I have a stronger honor today because I realize I know a little bit more about the things that they have went through and the things that they have endured, and that just gives me that much more confidence and trust in God that no matter what, you know, I looked with my outward eye and just saw them as good men. I thought, wow, they've got answers for everything, and they know it all, and I'm still waiting for that day when I get that. I haven't been given that opportunity yet. I don't guess God gave me that book that they had, but I appreciate the fact that now that I do know the things that our ministry has endured, has went through, that God has helped to pull them through, and I want to appreciate that all the more and lift them up. And I was just thinking about that as I was seeing, you know, Brother Tally and Brother Daniels, you know, as a young child. These are some of the men with Brother Weinger that helped pray me through the Holy Ghost, that helped be examples as I was going growing up in this church, and I want to lift that up, and I want to be appreciative and thankful for that, and I want to have that opportunity as well, Sister Crow, that I can be that I can be sitting up here, and if I don't say a word, at least maybe if I'm my example of just the way I'm holding myself in church, that one of these young people will look to me that way one of these days, and I wanted to get up and say I appreciate that very much. I wish I could say more about what occurred yesterday. I've heard it was a success. Anytime we get together and lift God's name up in the singing, had a proverbial ox in the ditch, and I was that ox, so that's why we weren't here. But I appreciate any time that we can get together with God's wonderful people and lift His name up like that. And heard we had quite a few visitors. Number of visitors. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's pray that something happened last night that will touch their hearts and that they'll come back through these doors on a regular church service day, and we can show them the same love that led that each one of us felt when we came in here the first time. Because I'll tell you, it wasn't the way anyone was dressed. It wasn't the way that just because I'd known the people of God before, but it was that wonderful love when I came back in here that day that I felt. I didn't feel any terrible condemnation or people pointing their fingers. I just felt open arms and love. Love is what this world is seeking out here today. It's what's not out there. Everywhere you look, there's not, you know, I was thinking about when I was walking through Walmart the other day. You know, I'm not a person that by nature likes to smile. It goes with my family heritage. We wake up with a frown on our face, and it stays there if we don't do anything about it. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. So I've been trying to take an active part to change that. So I'm smiling at people, and, you know, I'm thinking the old thought, hey, if I smile at someone, they're going to smile back. You know, that's not the case all the time. They look at you like, what? What's wrong with you? And I'm just like, you know, and I walk on my way. And I was just thinking about that. You know, I'm in sales anyway, and a large part of customer service. And so I critique any place I go. I'm thinking, well, boy, I could come in here and teach them all how to do this better. But, you know, I was just thinking about that. I can't really do anything right now in relation to, I can't personally make their day better. But you know what? I have a Savior who can. And maybe if I can smile a little bit, and maybe if I can, if someone does give me that look, and I can just say, bless God, praise God, or something, you know, it might at least get them to thinking. They may give me that look like this guy's crazy. And you know what? By the world standard, hallelujah, I am crazy. They don't understand what we have here today. Because we can have peace. We can have peace when there is a mighty storm out there. When things don't make sense, when this world's in turmoil, it doesn't matter. Because I have a risen Savior who has everything under control. And I can just depend upon Him. And if I can at all get that over to other people in the world, whether it be in the job place, whether it be at Walmart, walking around and just, you know, smiling at somebody, wherever it be, I want to be that light. I may not have to pull up my Bible and say, well, in Revelation chapter 2, you know, I'm not going to do that. But if I can just say, you know what? I know someone that loves you. Yeah. You know what? Let me show you that love. You may not know Him right now as a personal Savior, but He is in me, and let me get that love to you. If I can do that, then maybe I can help change a life today. Maybe I can help to bring a little bit more of the sun in this world. Because I've got that addiction. I'm a newsaholic. I will read the paper, then I'll go to the internet and I'll look at news there, and then I'll go in my car and listen to it there. And I don't know why, because it's the most depressing thing you can do in the world. They don't ever, you know, I've never turned on the news and them say something like, well, we're all happy today, and we're just reporting it's sunshine, and have a great day. Has anyone ever heard the news say that? If you do, let me know. We're not going to hear it. We're not going to hear it. No, it's only going to be negative. It's only going to be things that are detracting, that are pulling down. I don't really need that in my life. Y'all can pray for me. Help me overcome that one. I don't need any more reason to be negative or depressed in my life. I want to focus on the right things. I want to keep my eyes up on the prize. I don't want to keep looking down. I want to start looking up. I want to focus more on Him. Because, you know, I've talked to Elisha before. He was running sometimes. You know, he'll look down and I say, if you do that, say, what direction you're facing, you're going to go. You know, when you run that way, you're going to fall. Just be waiting for it. It's going to happen. Well, I want to apply that to my life spiritually. If I'm looking down all the time as I'm walking, I'm going to go down. It's just the way things are. But I want to look up. I want to lift my hands toward Him. I want to keep a steady march going forward. So I just want to say it's a wonderful privilege it is to be here and to be amongst this people. And I don't see any visitors that haven't been here before. I saw Rosie. Rosie's with us today. Let's give her a hand. I knew I'd get her to blush in a second. I knew I would. But is there any special needs here today that we need to mention in prayer, Sister Rachel? Sister Lynette Stewart is still sick. Let's remember her. She's been sick for quite a while now. Sister Inez. Sister Rice needs our prayers tonight. Sister Ratliff. This was number Sister Ratliff's family. My father was going to be here today, but he has a fever. He gets one routinely every day. And nausea, and they're still looking toward what's really going on with him. He desires our prayers. With her ears? With her buying ear? Or she's having trouble with her new ear. She definitely does desire our prayers. She wants to be here. Her main concern is always, when I go there, I can't hear a thing. How would you like to go to church and not hear a thing? And I say, yes, ma'am, I wouldn't like that. And that's about all you can say. Sure. Elisha? Oh, no. Okay. Sister? Say it again. Josh, her cousin.
Brother and sister Jerry, Brother Jerry York and Sister York are in Missouri this weekend. They're moving some more stuff. Also, her little cousin Josh are visiting him. He's in a home for children that needs help. So they're visiting him too this week.
So let's remember Brother and Sister Jerry York. They're bringing more stuff. from their old home to their new home, and also their visiting relative that needs our prayers as well. Is there anyone else who has a special need, Sister McGowan? Sister McGowan needs prayer. The cold, flu, everything, time? Well, let's. Tis the season.
Brother Matthew Durham's because of slow work, he was laid off work, but he's got it. That they helped him get another job, but he starts this week. But let's pray God will help him on this new job. It's a good job, but he's hoping he don't have to go very far. I hope he gets to stay local to work and don't have to drive a long ways, because it's a big company. They have work going on a lot of places.
Let's remember Brother Matthew and his job situation. There's many others I know.
Sister Brittany's sick.
Sister Brittany.
He's praying for the homes in Republic that need to sell. Also, we've got a meeting coming up in the Dominican Republic in February. And so let me just say, while I'm saying something here, since Brother Fisher's going to receive the offering, these last two trips that we've made to the Dominican in the last 2 months has taxed us. It's on. They just need to turn it up. These last two trips that we've made to the Dominican Republic, every trip we make is expensive. You know, it's just about at least $2,000 just to go over there and back and rent a motel, and then I have to rent a vehicle. Nobody has a vehicle. Even runs good enough for you to get around over there, so I always have to rent a vehicle. Cost me $500 for a week to rent a vehicle. There's no car. There is no $30 Avis rented car over there. Trust me. The insurance would be astronomical if you had to pay for it. So I always rent a used car off of an individual. But they see you coming, it's about $75 a day. And so I'm just asking you today in the offering, we really need a good offering, because our operating account has been taxed pretty heavy because of that. And then I want you to pray for Brother Elias and Brother Green. They are right now up in the Delaware, Philadelphia, New York area. Brother Elias was visiting Brother Leslie Marshland in Delaware, which is a Haitian church, about a year and a half ago, and Brother Marshland's renting his building out for alternate service times to a group, a Latin-speaking group, Spanish-speaking group, that are from Ecuador, mostly Ecuador and Guatemala. They met Brother Ciprian and asked him to be in service with them back then, and he was, and preached to them, and they don't even have a pastor. There's about 60 of them. Well, they called him a few months ago and asked him if he would come. They said, we'll take up an offering and pay your way and take care of you. Come and hold us a meeting. So he's talked to me about it, and I sent him over there. Anyway, these people are absolutely loving the message of the body of Christ. And he and Brother Green are over there, and they installed one of the men there as pastor this last week. They've been calling me, talking to me. Anyway, so this group's really excited. Of course, they're trying to get me to come on over there, and I'm just trying to get them to go ahead and do the work. They can, you know, they're doing good so far, so I'm holding off as long as I can. But then this group has got another group in Philadelphia that the pastor is from Ecuador, and the God's pouring out the Holy Ghost in this church, and these people don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. And they belong to an organization found out that these people are receiving the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues, and so the organization kicked them out. So this group's talking to them about the body of Christ, so they asked Brother Green and Brother Elias to come over there. So they're there this weekend in that church in Philadelphia. Then they've got another group waiting on them to come in New York that we've been working with for some time. So I need God to draft some of you men. I need to send some men out in the ministry to take care of all this. So run your flag up in the air if you want God to use you. Maybe, who knows who God's going to call here. Use. I need help. Looks like God's doing something great. Let's pray for this work of God that's taking place. And anyway, it's exciting in one way, and in the other way, we all know it's a lot of work, and there's cost that comes with it. So pray for these things with me, if you would. All right, Brother Durham's got about 2 more weeks before he retires. He's going to make a trip out to California to see his folks. They're getting up in years and probably don't have too many years left. They're not in good health before he moves. So probably be a couple weeks after that before he really moves his stuff. But he's retiring in a couple weeks, or the 30th of November is his retirement date. So pray for, and both of them are quitting their jobs, and this is a big step for them. So let's keep praying for them.
All right, let's go ahead, Sister Wilkins. All right, let's remember Sister Wilkins' family. And I don't want to overlook, I don't really count him as a visitor, but it's always good to see Josh with us. So he's here today. Let's give him... Is there anyone else who has any special needs you'd like to mention? Yes, not here today. Let's remember them. Sister Thompson. Just remember Brother Jesse Thompson, and he's in Afghanistan right now. A lot of you will know him and remember him as just a young child in this church, just as I was at one time. Let's remember him. Let's lift him up in our prayers. I was just thinking, as Brother Smith was talking about that, you know, we may not believe in praying for baseball games, as Brother Smith's working on Brother Green, but we do believe that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he knows where there are people that can be touched by his spirit. And, you know, who's to say that there wouldn't be someone that would come in here and give a donation to this church that would help in these ministries as we go, you know, through the body of Christ, as it begins to grow and reach out across the world, things like that are going to happen. I want to have enough faith to believe that God can do mighty and great things. He's done it for others. He's done it for those that, you know, as I read through the years in a private Christian school, many books about those that sought God and God answered their prayers. Well, I know he can be there for us and help with this, the load, as God sees fit. I know he will touch people's minds, and I'd like to see it. I really believe that it can happen, Brother McGowan, don't you? So let's remember that today, and then let's do our best to give cheerfully. Sister Hutchinson.
I don't care who it is, it'll be the right person, though. It will be the right person, because we do need help. We need money in this church. Well, I didn't mean to say all this, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
Get a little right. All right, let's remember Sister Dolores. Let's remember Sister Roshana. I tell you, Brother Smith mentioned today in Bible study, he mentioned a little bit about that prodigal son. You know, he's dead on. Let me tell you, when you're laying in that bed and you've had the Spirit of God on you before and you know you're not doing right, it bothers you. You push it aside, you make it everything else, but it bothers you. So let's remember our brothers and sisters. That's who they are. There are brothers and sisters who are out there. These are not unknown people. These are our loved ones. Whoever has crossed his doors before, and let's lift them up. Let's really lift them up, and as it was said before, let's dogpile them. Let's pray them back in here and just show them the love. And I tell you, God, I know God is going to do a wonderful work for us. Is there anyone?
I'm going to request a prayer for myself and also Jacob.
Just remember Brother Daniels, definitely, and also Brother Jacob, Mr. Lacey. Amen. Amen. Let's remember Brother Joe and Sister Ashley.
Keep praying for Leanna.
Yes. Amen. All right. Well, then, if the ushers would come forward, let's go ahead and stand. And let's really, with our minds, clear them today and bring these issues, bring these challenges and problems to God and lay them at His feet. Oh, God, we ask You, Lord, help us, Lord, through these different things, Lord, be it sickness, be it money, Lord. All these problems are nothing to You, the great God of heaven, Lord. We know, Lord, that You'll take us through these things, Lord. You'll lead us through these valleys, dear God. You'll lead us up on the mountaintop, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to have that faith and trust in You, Lord, that no matter what, God, You'll see us through, dear Jesus. No matter what the outcomes, no matter the needs, Lord, You are there for us. We appreciate You. We thank You so much, Lord. You said to just ask, Lord. We're Your children, dear God. As a good father answers a child's request, Lord, You're our heavenly Father, Lord. You're greater than any earthly father. Oh, God, we appreciate You. We bless You, Lord. Every one of these needs, Lord, be it relocating, moving, money, Lord, it's all Yours, Lord. It's all Yours, Lord. Oh, God, we don't have the answers, Lord, but You do, Lord. We know how to call out on You, God. Have faith in You, Lord. Oh, Jesus, to lift You up in all this, Lord. Appreciate You and thank You for all that You do, dear Savior. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, Jesus, wonderful Savior. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Praise Your name.
Thank you. missed last Sunday, and we had a good time. I mean, I was wore out. I'm getting too old to drive every day until 12 or 1 o'clock at night. So, but I was thinking when Brother Fisher was up and then when Sister Hutchins was talking about her stepson, I was thinking about my nephew, Randy. If you would have thought that he was going to be able to make it back, if you'd watched him, you would not have known what God was doing with his life. And when he came back, it's been almost 3 years, three years this fall, I think. When he came back in the church, it was coming out of his pores, the alcohol was. But it was because we kept praying for him all these years. We didn't give up on him. And then when the Lord started dealing with him, he contacted some who he felt like he could talk to. And I was just thinking, sometimes we, like Brother Fisher said, you just don't know that God's dealing with somebody. Sometimes we write them off. Are we fearful to go say anything to them? And sometimes it does take the right time. It always takes the right time and God's time, you know, to pray and find out when they're sensitive to you. But ever since our youth meeting, and then Brother Smith was talking today that we need help. Ever since our youth meeting, Sister Krista, that still rings over my head, because that was not Sister Krista. That was God using Sister Krista. And if you would do this, I feel God every time I do it. If everyone would do this, I think it would help you. I always do this. God can do anything with anything. God can do anything with anything. God can touch this brother because he's God. God can deliver this brother because he can do anything with anything. God can give Brother Smith, somebody in this church who don't even realize that they can be used, because God, Brother Fisher, can use anybody he wants. He can use anything he wants. He can do anything with anything. Think about it. Think about it. Look what he's done for you. Look what he's done. He can do anything, Josh, with anything. He can use anybody he wants. And one thing that I realized watching what's going on with the Spanish culture, he don't need us. He don't need me. He don't need you. He's going to have a people. This message is going to go on. He's going to have a church one day, and I want to be a part of it. I want to be what he can say. I can do anything with anything. I can even do something with Ann Smith. I can do something with her if she allows me to. And I just appreciate what God's doing today, but that excites me. You know, and maybe, you know, we might not be able to... We have a lot of transplants here. Sure, I want to win Americans here, but they're cold. Joel gets up before he crawls out of bed, his knees hits the floor. Before he goes to bed at night, his knees hits the floor. He fasts every day almost. He prays all the time. America doesn't do that anymore. We don't do that. We pray, but we don't depend on him like we used to. And I thought, you know, there's so many different cultures. There's a lot of, y'all say African American, black, whatever you want to call them. There's a lot of black people in this city, and there's no reason why we can't bring them into this body. There's no reason why they can't come in this church and be a part And if they're not Americans, we'll bring them in. You know, it doesn't matter what color they are. There's a lot of different nationalities in this church, in this city, that we could be reaching and that could be hungry for God. And I just appreciate what God's doing. I just appreciate that he's still working. And I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to be in a box. I want to reach out the box and see what God's doing. The trials that Sister Rochelle's daughter's going through, that's God dealing with her. Too bad we have to get in those places, isn't it? But Brother Smith and I was in that place when we came here. We were down on our last leg. But God reached down, he saw our heart, and he pulled us up and brought us into the body. It took that. It took us to humble us to get us here. And I just appreciate it. But if you're ever down or you're just thinking and praying, say it. God can do anything with anything. And I just know that God's going to use this church to reach. We've got a big field here. I just drive around. This is the most beautiful country. Arkansas is beautiful. And y'all, they've got sweet people that in these stores and out. Pray, fast and pray, that God could lead you to somebody that's really hungry for him. Some people want, my mother used to say to me, of course, I used to get in trouble for being a smart mouth when I was a kid, but I don't know if anybody could believe that, but I had my mouth washed out a few times with soap. And so one time my mom said to me, I don't need to go to church. I believe in God. I'm a good person. I said, the devils tremble at his name, mother. I said, you just because you believe in him, believe that he exists, I know George Washington existed. I believe he existed, but I didn't know him. I know of him, but I didn't know him. I said, you could know him, not just believe that he existed. So there's people out there would really like to know Jesus.
I can hear him. He's kind of, I can hear the effects of it in his voice, so I feel for him and pray for him that he'll recover. And I'm just thinking today we off to a good start, and hearing these good, Sister Smith is encouraging us, you know, what showing us and letting us know what God is capable of and what he's can do. And I sure wouldn't want to limit him. Unlimited power source. And why would I want to limit God and what he's doing? And I was reading this scripture. Leanna sent me a letter, and she was talking about how awesome the 8th chapter of Romans is. And but anyway. This one scripture, Romans 8:20, talks about the creature was made subject to vanity, and but the same that made the creature subject to vanity also made him subject to hope, and I looked at, I just happened to be reading this Bible. It was a Gideon International Bible, and it said for vanity. It had the word futility. And I looked it up, and that word means uselessness. I thought, you know, we were made subject to uselessness, you know, like no good, you know. was subject to that. I mean, that don't mean you're not, but I mean, you just, you have that kind of nature. You know, we were born with a fallen nature. And I was just thinking, you know, if you already, to me, if you got a, you was born with a fallen nature, so you almost like, you know, you got your the, like in the gambling world, they say the cards, the deck is stacked against you. You know, we already, you're in trouble already. You know, you're born this way, subject to, with a nature that's subject to vanity, subject to uselessness, you know. You was born with that kind of nature. And of course, I was thinking about, you know, her in the situation she's in. I'm thinking, if you're already in a hole and you mess around and break some of these laws that man created, and you can get in, you're in a deeper hole, you know, then what, we're already in a hole. You know, we're already in a mess as it is. You know, just being born in this world. You know, unless God do something for us, you know, even, you know, just our nature, the way we were born, we're subject to all these things here. And but you know, how else God can, you know, we're talking about being perfected, you know, God making us perfect, then, you know, if we had a good nature, we was born as angels, then we wouldn't have anything to perfect. But we weren't born as angels. We weren't made like angels. But we were born with a fallen nature. It's going to take God to do something for us in order to get us change out. To, if we do any modify, you know, it's to modify the deeds of the flesh. If we make any changes, you know, that will be toward, and that's the good part about it, because, you know, God, you know, he made us that way, but he also, you know, if we just look to him, you know, he gave us this hope, you know, that we can have, that we can live for, that we can have in our life, that can change us. You know, we can be changed. We don't have to stay in a fallen nature. We can be changed. And that's, you know, you look at all of these things, you know, God, you know, it's the foolishness of preaching. You know, he said that, you know, because we're born in this world, and what we see, you know, that was made by man, you know, we said man was made upright, and he sought out many inventions, and we see, you know, that's what we see. You know, what we see, all, you know, the temporal things in this world, that's what we see. The things that, like Paul was saying, you know, the things that, you know, you don't hope for something you see that, all right. Like Brother Foster, you say, we sit down and pray all our meals, and he said, well, really, I don't need to pray over this meal. I got this one. But I may need to pray for some others that I don't have. You know, so it's hope that is seen, you know, it's not really hope. But the things that we don't see, you know, the things that God is doing that we don't see, you know, those are the things we're going to have to hope for, because God's going to have to be the one that provide them for us. You know, I can't provide those things, but God can. So Sister Smith is saying, God can. He we got an unlimited power source, you know, with God. No limitation. No, he can do anything, you know. With anything, you know, no limitations on God at all. And that's the good part about it, you know. But the limitation come with me, you know. That's where the limit come, you know. If I'm not turning to the Lord like I should, you know, turning my life to him, letting him guide me, you know, guide my footsteps, you know. Of course, everything we're doing is a step at a time, you know. We're not going to run this whole race overnight. You know, it's going to take putting God's principles to work in our lives, you know, one step at a time, one day at a time. And but the good you can get, it, the good part about it to me is that you can see when God is working. That's a good part about it. You may not be able to see the end result, may not be able to see the end of it, but of the matter, but you can see God's working. And that's good. That's where we get our encouragement from. And when I get to hearing other people that tells about their experiences and what God has done for them, the things that they went through in life, and that helps me, because I'm not through this yet. It's not finished. Paul, at one point, you know, he he was apprehended, you know, by the Lord, but he was not a finished product. But then one day he looked at it and said that he fought a good fight. He kept the faith. You know, he did get to a point where he felt like he was God. He had given his life to God totally. You know, he was totally given to God. And God had helped him all the way. And that's what we're doing. We're working, you know, giving our lives to God and being able to let the Lord help us each step of the way. And it sometimes gets hard when you don't always know the outcome. You know, you like to know what's going to happen, but most times we don't. But we know who holds our hand, and we know who, like Brother Smith said today, you know, God has the world in the palm of his hand. He was explaining that this morning in Bible study. So all we have to do is begin to turn our life to him, you know, begin to set our affections, you know, begin the things that we love, you know. Normally it's that, you know, the things that we love are things that God don't, you know, but we have to change that. Begin to turn our lives to the things that God loves. Begin to find out what does God love. You know, like Brother Tuck used to tell about going fishing, and you know, we like strawberry, but if you're going fishing, don't take strawberries, you know. Fish don't like strawberries. You know, they like worms and crickets and things like that, you know. We have to find out what fish like. And don't take them what you like, you know, because they're not going to like that. They're not going to bite that. But so we have to find out what God likes. You know, he doesn't like some of the things because, you know, here we're born with a nature that's subject to vanity. So, you know, those kind of things, God doesn't like that, you know. I just naturally, you know, something just come. You know, I don't have to think about it. You know, somebody said that children that are born, they have to be taught how to lie and how to cheat and all that. They really don't. You know, that's part of their nature. You know, they have to be taught not to. You know, those things are just part of their nature. You know, we're born that way, so we have to be taught not to. We have to find out the things that God likes in this world. So that's what this whole endeavor, you know, we're trying to serve God. We're trying to find out what he likes. And then once we find out, you know, what he likes, then we begin to turn our lives that way. And then it's not automatic there either. You know, we have to put it like Sister Smith said, when you hit the floor, you know, in the morning. You know, I don't naturally just hit the floor and want to pray. But, I mean, I have to make myself. My nature is not designed that way to where when I get hit the floor in the morning, I'm on the think about other people. Esteem your brother with his care more than you do your own. You know, lift your brother up. You know, I don't just wake up in the morning thinking about lifting my brother up. But I have to tell myself. I have to get start thinking about somebody. You know, I'll try to meditate, you know, on those things because it's not automatic. But I believe, you know, we can make some head rolls. We know we can do things, make changes in our life to where that's what we like. And I like it more now than ever, you know, because the things of God that I know that will help my life and help others, you know, those things are easy.